charana. Charana means moving, walking, stepping. Puras means forward, ahead. So Puras charana means sort of getting ahead. It's an intensity of mantra practice that's intended to increase your momentum spiritually. And so typically in a Puras charana, you undertake a certain quantity of practice. And you take a vow typically to complete that practice in a certain amount of time. Another word for Puras charana is anushtana. And so these Puras charanas or anushtanas are typically done in order to deepen your experience of a particular mantra, for example. And so most of the special mantra practices that we take on in this tradition, something that we do every few years, and they involve some modest amount of practice every day so that it doesn't disrupt other practices that you may be doing. And you need to make up your mind about how much of any given Puras charana that we're doing as a collective that you take on. Obviously, there are many people who have other Puras charanas going, and we don't want to interrupt those. We might add to them a little bit.
The one that we're going to use is the one that Stoma just put on the chat without the bijas. And so it'll start, that Puras charana will start, it's a community practice. It'll start next Thursday and it'll go on till Monday the 17th, which is a full moon.
In the version of the mantra that we're going to do when Swamiji introduces it, we're not going to use bija mantras. We'll just begin with an om. Om Mahalakshmiai. This is Lakshmi in the Lakshmiai in the dative case. Mahalakshmi is the great Lakshmi, the sort of largest version of that that divinity. Mahalakshmiai cha vidmahe. We meditate upon Mahalakshmi. Vishnu patnyai, to the wife of Vishnu, dhimahi. May we be vidmahe, usually translated as meditated. It's like, may we be enwisdomed by Mahalakshmi. May we be Himahi. May we meditate on the wife of Vishnu. This word dhi is, dhimahi is from the Sanskrit root dhyai, which means to meditate. Dhi, which is basically a concept for buddhi, the light of wisdom. And then the last phrase, Danno Lakshmi Prachodayat. May that Lakshmi motivate us, impel us, move our mind in the direction of the growth of that spiritual prosperity that we were talking about. I'll recite the mantra word by word a couple of times so that you can follow along and sort of let it seep into your mind if you haven't done it before, so that when we actually begin to practice it with Swami Ruddhavan, it won't be challenging for you. Om Mahalakshmiai, Mahalakshmiai cha vidmahe, cha vidmahe, Vishnu patnyai, Vishnu patnyai cha dhimahi, cha dhimahi tanno lakshmi tanno lakshmi prachodayat prachodayat.